Michael Arvizu is a junior at Cal State Northridge in Southern California. He's getting his undergraduate degree in journalism and is attempting a daunting feat. He's listening to every single NPR station in the United States that streams online. He calls it his NPR challenge, and at the rate of one station per day, he's still got a long listen ahead.
If I listen faithfully each day, and I admit it, I've skipped a day or two, usually on the weekends. My calculation was maybe 2 years, more or less.
Arvizu volunteers at his local station, KCRW in Santa Monica, and thought it would be interesting to hear the differences in news and programming at smaller, homegrown stations in other states. He started a little over a month ago with Alabama.
And then, of course, Alaska was the second state on the list.
He listened alphabetically across the last frontier, starting in Anchorage, moving on to, among others, KYUK in Bethel, KUCB in Unalaska, KCHU in Valdez, and finally KSTK in Wrangell.
These are all small stations that have their own local news coverage. It gives me an appreciation for just the effort and the hard work that the reporters do to get the news out there to the residents.
He tunes in for morning news on his way to school and listens to newscasts and music programming on his computer at work. He uses Twitter to connect with the stations and tweeted KSTK on October 10th, or day 30 of the challenge, to let us know he was listening thousands of miles away. Arvizu says he was struck by the issues making headlines in Alaska.
It's fascinating to see how even a government shutdown can affect a state as remote as Alaska.
He lists fisheries, extreme weather, and issues facing Alaskan natives as some of the topics that caught his attention.
Kind of makes me realize that, yeah, there's news happening all over the place, and it's not just here in L.A., there's major stories taking place. There's many issues that are going on all over the country.
He says he never really subscribed to the stereotypes of Alaska, but Alaska Public Radio has changed his perception of this state that's often overpowered by its television mythos.
Because I've been able to actually listen to people who have been interviewed on these stations, people who are actually residents of the respective city. So I've been able to kind of get a sense of what Alaska really is, more so than if I were to watch reality TV.
With two states down and a new perspective on local news, Arvizu is on to Arizona. And he says this first month is already making him more passionate about journalism, more informed about nationwide issues, and more dedicated to the next 2 years. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.